Thank you, Ginger. And I'm pleased to make this presentation on behalf of my fellow, Jonathan Asani, who unfortunately could not be here. And this talk is about prevalence. And if you've been on the roads recently, you know that secondary task engagement is quite prevalent, but we don't actually know how prevalent. Neither Jonathan nor I have any disclosures. So, by way of background, teen drivers are more likely to engage in cell phone-related secondary tasks than older drivers. A couple of surveys have shown this. And secondary task engagement, that particularly those tasks that take the driver's eyes away from the forward roadway, increase crash risk. And in the classic 100-car study, the two-second rule has been invoked. That is, the likelihood of a crash doubles when your eyes are off the road for 2 seconds or longer, and that's been verified in at least one other study. So these are particularly problematic. Now, there are two previous prevalence estimates in surveys with 16 and 17-year-olds. The Pew survey in 2009 showed that 52% of those surveyed talked and 34% texted while driving. And in the YRBS in 2012, 43% reported texting or emailing while driving. Okay, that's what seems like a lot, right? There are limitations of this research, however. One is that, you know, there's a range of secondary tasks that are included. Some are more dangerous than others. In these surveys, there are no measures of exposure or intensity. The question is, did you ever do this in the last 30 days? And these two surveys surveyed all the teens rather than only the licensed teens. So it's not sure what kind of bias that would create, but if you're not licensed and you're asked, do you text while driving, you might indicate that you text a lot because you do when you're riding. You also might say you don't text while driving because you're not driving. So it's a little, you know, a little fuzzy. So the purpose here is to estimate the prevalence of a range of secondary tasks during driving in a national sample of 11th grade students. So this is based on the Next Generation Health Study. It's a national sample of 2,400 teens who we recruited in 10th grade and were following over time. This survey looks at them in the 11th grade because we had, by then, many who were driving. And we asked them two questions that allowed us to look at this variable in two ways. One, how many days in the last 30 have you driven a motor vehicle and done the following while driving? And the following are included: answer a call, made a call, read a text message, sent text messages, drank or eaten something, programmed a navigation device, changed the radio station, changed an MP3. So a wide list of possible secondary tasks, some of which might be more dangerous than others. Stay tuned for my next talk where we talk about which ones are dangerous. Don't leave. So the sample of licensed drivers out of this 2,400 was 876 who reported licensing. So we're only reporting on those who are licensed drivers. This is the composition of that sample. And we divide them up into low, moderate, and high family influence. Oops, hate it when it does that. And into low, medium, and high driving exposure, less than 10 miles or over 20 miles in a week. So we asked them about prevalence. At least once in the last 30 days did you engage in the behavior, and we had 72% who reported receiving a call. Uh, 63% who made a call, 66% who received a text, 59% who sent a text, 72% who ate or drank while driving, that might be low, navigation, changed the radio, played music. Okay, so these are pretty prevalent, but it's just, did they ever do it in the last 30 days? And you can compare this, on some similar items to the other surveys. So in our study and next, 75% of teen drivers reported talking while driving. And while the Pew survey reported that 52% of all teens talked while driving. Okay, so we had actually higher prevalence than they report with our sample of drivers. And then texting, in our study, we had 67% of teen drivers reported texting while driving, compared to Pew, which had 34%, and YRBS, which had 43%. So I don't know if the previous surveys were underestimates because of the sample that they had, but in any case, even the lowest estimates suggest relatively high prevalence. Now, we also had a measure of intensity. So this is rather than did you do it, this is how often did you do it, or the percent of days driven. And here you can see that you get somewhere for the received a call, made a call, received a text, sent a text, and ate or drank something, that on a third or more of the trips, of the days driven, that the teens reported that. The confidence intervals on the right here are not that wide, so there's reasonable consistency. They don't program their GPS because they drive older cars and don't have GPSs and they use their iPhones anyway. Changed the radio and played MP3. So this suggests that there's is it reasonably prevalent, but the intensity of it is pretty frequent. We did this little regression that shows that among those who sent texts, they were, that is, if you look at sending texts and receiving texts, it's much more prevalent to receive a text, indicated by all these upward first half markers. These represent a number of people. If they sent a text every time they read one, you'd have a perfectly straight line. But what you have is a much more frequent reading of a text. Well, that's, I don't know if that's good. Maybe people just read more texts than they write. Writing probably is more dangerous, but that remains to be seen. So the summary, there's some strengths of the study. We had a range of secondary tasks. We had two different prevalence estimates. We found that a wide range of prevalent secondary tasks existed, that there was high driving exposure associated with secondary task engagement. That is, I guess I failed to mention that one of the best indicator was of the frequency of engaging in these secondary tasks was the more they drove. The high intensity drivers were much more likely to engage in these than in the low intensity drivers or low exposure drivers. And there was maybe evidence of self-regulation of engagement in secondary tasks. Not clear whether reading is better than sending, but probably it is, and maybe they're limiting the amount that they actually write and send texts. That remains to be seen. And thank you, and drive carefully.